Chapter 10. Decision. Culse go home, Abersford. After meeting with her father, Mara didn't press Yosef about moving to Kernford. She knew he took time to mull over decisions and would reinitiate the discussion on his own. She felt satisfied that she had facilitated his thinking without appearing too manipulative. She was learning patience, a trait she recognized that she'd often lacked before marrying Yosef. He listened to her like no one else ever had. Yet even more important, he could almost always be convinced by her or she by him. The sole exception concerned her desire to learn more details of how he came to Cadellium. She had acquiesced to his refusal to tell her more, after he had admitted he felt he couldn't share certain facts with anyone. She took comfort in his statement that she was the one he wanted to tell the most and would do so if he ever found it possible. While she waited to continue the discussion about moving, she had more than enough to keep her busy. During the next 2 6 days, Mara noticed Yosef's changing mood. After meeting with her father, Yosef acted quieter than usual, an indication he was chewing over something. He bordered on terse with her and the fawn several times, a trait unlike his normal behavior. Within 10 days, he seemed more relaxed and commented several times about Filton moving to Kernford to set up the new distillation facility and Wyfor hinting he and his wife were considering the same move. The morning after a storm had moved through Abersford, they finished a meal of kava, fruit, and French toast. Yosef had introduced the toast 2 years previously, and it had spread over Cadellium, even into Narthani-controlled territory by an unknown route. Mara had been a fervent convert the first time she tried it, but Yosef still wasn't satisfied with the taste, because duck eggs didn't taste the same as those from chickens. And chickens hadn't been included among the assorted terrestrial animal species, along with humans, transplanted to Anyar by an alien race. Alien fawn had eaten with them that morning, an occasional routine left over from before Yosef had married Mara. When Yosef had lived alone, the gentle elderly woman often delayed her eating until she'd prepared the meal for him, rather than having breakfast with her husband, Brock, who always started work well before dawn. Yosef had long ago given up trying to tell the man he didn't need to work so hard. Brock was prickly about not taking charity. After a morning meal of French toast, Alien cleared the table and went to the kitchen to wash up, leaving Yosef and Mara alone. Yosef sat back in his chair, a calm expression on his face.
He's decided, Mara thought. And he doesn't seem nervous. So he probably isn't worried about my reaction.
Thanks for being patient, Mara. I know I'm withdrawn at times. As you well know, I'm badly conflicted about moving to Kernford. I'm happy here in Abersford. More so than ever in my life, more so than I've only recently realized. I think I'm afraid that if we move, I'll lose that feeling and never get it back. I can't say that I've assuaged the fear, but I believe I'm coming to terms with it.
Mara watched him with a hopeful expression, but not commenting.
All the arguments are solid, and the fact is that everything we're doing here in Abersford has outgrown the location. Oh, it could continue the way it has, but to expand, it needs a larger base of population and skills, things readily available in Kernford. That area is also a more central location for transportation and politics. I can't avoid the latter factor, with the constant threat of the Narthani hanging over the island. As much as I want to sit here and enjoy our life, it's childish of me. The reality is we have to face the Narthani, and the we includes me. I've worked hard to devise weapons to improve our chances, but I have to work even harder,
though it eats into time I'd prefer spending on our university idea, conferring with Wallington and Deere on science, and writing in my journals.
What about the university? Asked Mara.
The workers broke ground last 6 days for the first building, and Catwolf is already assembling the mathematics staff.
How would it work with you and me in Kernford, since we're supposed to lead the chemistry and nations departments until we identify permanent leaders? Don't some of the same arguments for us moving also apply to the university?
Joseph gave a rueful shake of his head.
The building will start over again in Kernford. At least they haven't gotten too far, and we can use the same building plans. Fortunately, only a few of the identified scholastics who've agreed to join have made the move, so that's not a serious problem. As for the mathematics scholastics, if they're like those in my homeland, I doubt they'll care. Except possibly for Catwolf, since this is his home, and I think he has a young woman in Abersford.
Don't forget about Wilwyn, said Mara.
Oh, shit, I forgot. He's got several students.
Joseph paused.
No, I don't see a problem. The students aren't from Abersford, so I doubt they'll mind. Wilwyn is something else. I'd prefer him to come with us, but I expect we could find a replacement.
I doubt that'll be an issue, said Mara, laughing.
All we need is a good workroom for Wilwyn, and he'll be happy looking through his microscopes and experimenting with the peas.
Deera is more the problem, said Joseph. We'd planned for her to head the Department of Biology and Medicine. But not only is her family here, she's the abbess and the head medicant at St. Sidran's.
That may solve itself long enough to get the department established, said Mara.
Deera confided in me that she expects to spend extended time in Kernford for the next several months, possibly stretching into next year. Father asked her to help organize and train more medicants in those, what did you call them, MASH teams, in case of future fighting against the Nathani.
Joseph ran a hand under his beard, pursing his lips and shaking his head.
Just too many things to do, Mara. Sometimes I feel like I do nothing but run from one thing to another and never get anything finished.
We do what we can, said Mara. The word says God only expects us to do our best.
Yes, said Joseph, but it doesn't say how to stop worrying about the things we can't get done, even with our best.
God leaves that part to us, and to understand that to do the best we can, we can't dwell on negatives.
Easier said than done.
Now, if I could just clone myself.
Mara grunted and frowned.
Another new word, Joseph?
Were you planning to tell me what this one means?
Clone?
It means wishing there were two of yourself for when there's too much to do. A wishful fantasy.
Well, wish about this, said Mara. And getting back to the university, will we keep the same name?
The University of Abersford was appropriate if built here, but I think we will need to change it to the University of Kernford, or possibly the University of Keelan. Those names would be better to gather support from throughout the province.
Joseph thought for a moment.
That would be the obvious decision. But I have another idea. Using your arguments.
What if we call it the University of Cadellium?
But the university will be in Keelan and is being supported by Keelan and not the other clans, said Mara.
The university will help everyone on Cadellium. Naming it after the island and not a single clan will help gain the support of more clans, which would then be more likely to help support the university. There could also eventually be other departments or campuses, as they're called, in different provinces. Mara, the clans must stop thinking of themselves as independent of one another. A major strength of the Narthani and a weakness of the Cadelli is unity. Even though the name we choose for the university is a minor factor, naming it after Keelan reinforces our clan's independence, while naming it after the entire island encourages people to consider everyone on Cadellium one people.
I'm sorry, Joseph, but I'm skeptical. I know you think Adelia must eventually have a single ruler. But from all I know of the history of the clans, I have difficulty seeing how it would happen. Few people think of themselves as citizens of Cadellium. If you ask what they are, they will say a Keelander, or Stentees, or Suavebroker. No one will say Cadelli.
I never said I thought it would be easy, only that it would be inevitable. Without the Narthani, it might have taken much longer. Now, well, there's a saying from a time when my people were divided like the Cadelli and faced with an outside threat. A famous man said, "We shall either hang together or hang separately." Thank you, Ben Franklin, for the quote. It's one of those sayings that translates, since execution by hanging is known here.
I know most of the mainland peoples are part of large realms, said Mara. But the clans are all we've known here on Cadellium. Does that make us backward?
Joseph shook his head. No, only you haven't faced situations where survival required larger numbers of people. It's an unavoidable progression. Larger groups tend to absorb smaller ones, so that over time the groupings get larger and larger.
Well, said Mara, I suspect we'll have this discussion over and over. However, I feel a need to visit our voiding house. It's one part of childbearing I didn't fully appreciate until now, because I seem to have to empty every hour. But I'm glad we've settled on the move to Kernford. That was the hard part, deciding. Everything else will take time and effort, but will flow logically from the decision.
Joseph held back laughter as Mara made her way to the voiding house. He didn't want to delay her, given her urgency. However, her words reminded him of something he'd recently remembered from the military writings of Clausewitz. Everything in war is simple, but everything simple is difficult. He waited on the front veranda for Mara to return. He had a clear view to the ocean this morning, with the usual haze having burned off early. Gulls and mervers cruised up and down the beach, their calls and whistles combining almost as if scripted. Now, they didn't sound as strange to him as when he'd first heard their blending. He felt relief in having decided to move, and he noticed the lack of anxiety at the idea. Very different from the Joe Kolsko of Earth, who would endlessly agonize after a decision such as this one and its uncertain consequences. In contrast, he felt calm, having put the negatives behind him. Now his mind worked on the details to carry through on the decision. He was almost proud of himself.